Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Newton in the shotgun. McCaffrey behind him. Snapping Newton starts it. To leak to the right. They snap it to McCaffrey, who fakes a handoff. Trucks left. Stiff arm.
First down.
It's going to be close at the one-yard line. It'll depend on where they mark it.
The mark is not there, but
this ain't short.
Buccaneer football.
Buccaneers win. Carolina is 0-2, a controversial play call from Ron Rivera. No Cam Newton sneak. This whole play, by the way, where they try to fool the defense into thinking someone other than Christian McCaffrey at quarterback is getting the ball, that was never going to work. And I'm not trying to be play call hindsight 2020 guy where we all act like experts, but Cam Newton usually is automatic on quarterback sneaks. Yeah, they gave it to their best player, but Carolina may have bigger problems than that because Cam Newton was terrible throwing the football. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean and RJ on a fan football Friday on DFW Sports Station. That was Panthers Radio with the call. Aside from the game real quick, let's start off with TV problems. Mm. What happened?
I don't know.
Ceasing Fantech. Sorry, RJ. Need you on this. 877-881-1053. I kept getting messages from Tolos, and I thought that they were just tuning into the rain delay. But no, it was Hail Marys on the NFL Network or something.
Well, I have AT&T, and I had the NFL Network for years. And I go to watch the game last night, and I look, and I'm scrolling, and I'm like, well, where's the NFL Network? I know it's channel 1630. So I click on 1630, and all of a sudden it sends me to 1632, which is some NBA, you know, historian game or something like that, some random thing. And I'm like, where is this? And I don't have the NFL Network anymore.
Wow.
So I was like, well, I gotta find a way to watch the game. So I had to, you know, I had to go watch it somewhere. So I went and just found a little local establishment to watch the game. And if you have AT&T, maybe they just changed my plan. I don't know. Maybe my plan changed and it wasn't offered on my current platform. I don't have the NFL Network.
Anyone else have this problem? I was good in my house. Troy, were you fine?
Yeah, I was fine. I had no issues over here.
Roy was fine. What cable provider do you have?
I have Dish Network.
What do you have?
Frontier.
And you were fine.
I was good.
Any other people having problems with this on the fan text?
From the AutoFlex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. Text in if you did have issues. From the 817, Charter Spectrum and the NFL Network was not playing on Charter Spectrum in certain areas, likely a money issue. Some people said there was lightning in the areas. They could only use the cable cameras. Okay, that's talking about the specific broadcast.
Yeah.
So that was that issue. Not seeing a lot more Spectrum, as you mentioned, Chop.
All right, now we move on to the overhead view. And yes, thank you for pointing that out. Apparently, the lightning and the weather stopped them from having the traditional view. And I was already anticipating a battle with Roy today over this view. I hated it. I was totally done with that. Could not stand it. True. And then I think Troy was tweeting out or someone, what's the difference between this and Madden?
Yeah, I put out at Tommy Sledge a side-by-side of what Madden looks like and what the game from Thursday Night Football looked like. If you're playing Madden, it looks awesome. Madden has it down right, as they have for many, many years. But just because Madden does it doesn't mean the NFL should. You can't have art imitate life in this case.
Ooh. I totally agree. Yep. In terms of playing a video game, you see everything and all your routes. That wouldn't work as much with the receiver on the bottom of your screen. And then with watching it, I can't get a true appreciation for, well, I guess you can see everything happening, but the distance throws me off.
Yeah.
I did not like it at all.
No. And look, with Madden and the old NCAA football games, you can narrow the width and lengthen the length to make it all fit. You couldn't do that here. It looked, you were looked, the photo Troy put out, I mean, just that was perfect because it looked so far away. And I just didn't like it. Just, you can't trick things up too much. Now, Troy's right. Art doesn't always imitate life. And the situation here is such that they're trying too hard. They're just trying. I get it. I appreciate it.
They didn't have the availability, right, apparently. I don't know how often they would have gone to that otherwise, mm-hmm, but because of the weather, they couldn't do the traditional view.
The traditional one. Okay. Now, listen, I get it. There are some people who like the all 22 footage. Does the average fan like like that? I don't think so. I think the average fan follows the football like me. I just want to see the sideline camera right down the line, look at the ball. You want the scout? Great. You ain't airing this game for the scout.
No, you're not. You're not doing that. But who was it? Who was the last time doing color commentary on the NFL Network? It was my guy. I just forgot his name. Anyway,
number eight.
Was it? I can't remember. Anyway,
wait. You talking about doing the TV color commentary?
Yeah.
Troy Aikman.
Oh, Troy Aikman. Duh. God. What am I doing over here? Sorry about that.
Right. What, you need to go sit on the Katy trail and look for him shirtless today.
No.
And apologize.
My wife will do that. My problem was is that when you have that camera and you're limited to that camera because of technical difficulties, sell that camera. When you're showing that view, say something like, now if you see it this camera angle, which is fantastic, you'll see how the line opens up here. They weren't selling it. They were just like, well, this is what we have. And this is what we're going to use.
So it was a weather delay, ugly football, and Cam Newton is probably the storyline in this game, not just for not sneaking it, but with his awful accuracy. 25 of 51, 333, no touchdowns. Panthers 0-2 for the first time since 2013, and Cam had 15 off-target throws, 10 that were overthrown, 5 underthrown in 2 games. With receivers that had 3 or more yards of separation, he's completed only 61% of his passes. Last year was 86%. So this is Christian McCaffrey or bust right now for their offense, even though other receivers did have some pretty decent numbers. DJ Moore, 9 for 89. Greg Olsen with a bloody nose, 6 for 110. Curtis Samuel, 4 for 82. So if you have 3 guys that have 80 yards or more, you expect to have more than 14 points on the scoreboard, especially against a team like Tampa, who's now 1-1.
Yeah, Tampa hasn't they didn't show us anything last week. Of course, you know, they had a bunch of turnovers, which cost them the game against San Francisco. But you're right. You expect when you have a certain amount of guys that have that kind of production and you only put 14 points on the board, I mean, you're pointing fingers. You're pointing fingers at two spots. You're pointing fingers at the offensive coordinator and at the quarterback. This is kind of how it works.
So an ugly game, and it's uglier for Carolina as they end up losing. And now Miami has put another guy on the trade block. Minka Fitzpatrick. You remember our guys scouting him out of college, and we were wondering this. Who on the Dolphins scrap heap could the Cowboys be interested in? Could Minka Fitzpatrick be one of them? Here's a safety. And we're talking about, you know, Jeff Heath, about Xavier Woods, Minka Fitzpatrick. I'm not going to pretend like I can tell you a scouting report on him. I'm not watching Miami Dolphin games unless they're the only thing on. He was the 11th pick in the first round in 2018 out of Alabama. Right now, Chris Mortensen says that the Dolphins' asking price is way too high, and I don't think I would want to pay what Miami wants.
Yeah, so
if I'm the Cowboys.
Let's just look at, try to find a grade on him, and I found a Pro Football Focus grade on him from last year, his rookie year, at just about a 62, which is an average player. Okay, it's just an average at best. That was his rookie year, and this year he got torched in week one to where his player grade is in the very bad column. Everybody on Miami got torched in week one, though. I don't know what to make of Minka. He's a big guy. You know, when you're 6'1 as a corner, man, that's a good size corner. That's a Chris Richard size corner. You know, it really is. What could the Saints do with him? Hey, well, I mean, you know, they'd probably more than Miami could.
Fitzpatrick is not happy, apparently, about having to play multiple positions.
Yeah, if I was a corner.
Byron Jones.
Yeah, corners ideally want to stay and only learn one thing, right? Now, there are some that can do it all. Like, Revis could follow you. Deion could follow you. You know, Richard Sherman stayed on one side. That's right. That's what he did. it's easier to figure out the position. There's an easier kind of learning curve if you just have to learn one thing.
Right now, the first round, the price is a first round pick. So it would include a first round pick. And I'm probably a no thank you on that unless I hear that Will McClay was absolutely head over heels in love with Fitzpatrick. Yeah. And again, that'd be a safety, though.
Right. Now, the Cowboys.
Giving up a first for a safety.
Right. The Cowboys' first round pick is going to be in the 20s. Another team that was thrown in there is the Saints.
Yeah.
Were their first round pick? 26? 28? It's going to be a late pick. So you're not necessarily getting, and I know like it's they say, hey, at that point you're not getting a quote unquote first round player anyway. You're basically trading a second round pick for a first round player.
Now, Fitzpatrick, this may just cancel the whole thing, and again, it's probably a 0.2% possibility. It's probably zero. Fitzpatrick was quoted in August saying strong safety is not best suited for me. So there's no point in giving up on Xavier Woods if Fitzpatrick is not going to be good and not going to want to play strong safety as a Jeff Heath replacement. No point.
He wants to be a ball hawk. You know, he was that's what he was in college.
Yeah.
He wants to be that ball hawk guy, and I don't blame him.
But this is just going to cause more people to freak out in Miami with players asking out and not believing that the organization is trying to win whatsoever. On the NFL Network last night, did you see Michael Irvin's suit?
I did. It was great. Second best suit Michael Irvin's ever worn, behind the mustard yellow suit that he wore in the Carolina playoff game, 96-97 season.
Of course, Mike in that hideous suit, and he was on with us yesterday. No, Wednesday. On with us Wednesday on the NFL Network. Mike had to hijack the pregame show to talk about his Cowboys.
Well, let me get my Cowboys in there.
Pick one, we gotta see.
Come out. I want to see what the Cowboys do, exactly what they did last week. Can you run it back and do it again?
Irv just hijacking this whole thing. By the way,
producer saying, get him out of here.
So great.
He does have to hijack it.
Oh, man.
No matter what.
When he wears those suits, though, they are so tight. It's like, can he even breathe? Like, he's got these things form-fitted. That's what happens when you're not calorically challenged.
Odell Beckham is going to take on the Jets Monday Night Football. They won't have Sam Darnold, who's out for weeks with mono.
By the way, shout out to the New York Post headline, gang spleen.
Oh, that's
a good headline.
So what was their headline after the Giants loss? It was awesome.
154 days till pitchers and catchers.
That's good. Odell, though, worried about the bounty hunter, Greg Williams, on the other side.
It's preseason. It's like a known rule. Like in preseason, like nobody in the NFL is really out to do stuff like that. I mean, you know, I had players on this team telling me that that's what he was telling them to do. Take me out of the game. And it's preseason. So you just know who he is. That's the man calling the plays.
That Greg Williams was ordering players to take Odell out in a preseason game.
Man,
I believe it.
I believe it too. They got to get him out of the league. He's
a bounty hunter.
He's a general in a different era. He just is. He doesn't fit in today's era. Now, while I was trying to, during the delay, before I realized the NFL Network and before I decided to go and watch the game, did you see there was a thing on college football with Urban Meyer, and he was saying how he had to change his style of coaching, okay? He had to change his style of coaching because of the current climate, because of the way things are today. And Greg Williams is that guy who refuses to change his style of coaching. It doesn't work in 2019 and 2015. It doesn't work anymore. It's a different world. You can't do that. You can't do it anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.